Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of our Kartik Inspirations. When Keshava was only 16 years old, he left home and he went to Vrindavan. But on the road, he developed this question: how will I attain the Lord? I don't know anyone there, and I'm so young. But as he moved on, he heard a voice from the sky which said, "Go, go, Keshava, go quickly to Vrindavan. Your friend awaits you there." So he arrived in Vrindavan and he took immediately to a strong and consistent sadhana, and very soon he was initiated by a saint called Sri Gyanadev, who ordered him to go to Govardhan and stay in one area called Talahati. His guru told him, "Lord Haridev will manifest himself to you." So Keshava learned Sanskrit, he became an expert in the Bhagavatam and its recitation, and soon he became known as Keshava Acharya. Now one day, true to his word, "You will attain your friend there in Vrindavan," the Lord manifested in his sleep, and he told him in a dream, "I'm living under an irrigation canal near Bichhuakund." So still somewhat sleeping, but interacting with the Lord, Keshavacharya responded, "I'm a mendicant who is solely devoted to the worship of Radha and Krishna. But you seem to be alone without Radha. You said you are living there under this canal." So the Lord responded, "I'm never without Radha. Even if she is not visible, she is in my heart and I'm in hers. I lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days and nights in the presence of Sri Radha. That's how I could do it. I'm not independent from Radha." And this Lord whom you will find, this deity, is a manifestation of her love and affection. And then the Lord ended and said, "This form is supremely merciful. He is the protector of the surrendered devotee, and he is the fulfiller of all desires. No one needs to go to anyone else." So next morning, Keshavacharya went, and yes, at the designed spot, the Lord manifested. But immediately some type of discussion or quarrel, you could say, started. The villagers said, "He's ours, he's so beautiful, he is next to our village, he has appeared." The farmer said, no, it's my field in which he appeared. But then the zamindar, the local landowner, somehow arrived on the spot and he said, "No, he's mine, he should come with me. He is on my land, you know." At this moment, a voice came, an unembodied voice. "I will go with that person who can lift me up." The strongest villager came forward. He couldn't lift the Lord. The farmer couldn't do it. The zamindar tried a little, but sweatingly he gave up. Then Keshavacharya stepped forward. Although the deity had appeared to be heavy like a mountain, he became light as a flower when Keshavacharya took him up, and he carried him, accompanied by everyone, to his cottage, put him there, and lovingly worshipped him. Only much later, the deity appeared in a dream to the king Bhagavan Das and ordered him to build a big stone mandir, which is still there and in which he can still be visited and listen to the many people who come there. And here he will fulfill all the desires. Yes, Krishna is not a passive Lord. He becomes very active to the devotee whose heart is full of bhava, or loving emotions for him. And this is perhaps the treasure of Braj. It teaches us this type of bhakti, which is so sweet, so relishable, and so absolutely personal. We will hear more in the following Kartik inspirations. Thank you very much for listening, and all the best for you.